Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They've raised the bar on Rochester Sports Talk. You're in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan. Rochester.
Some of the injury data that's coming off of that play, and then let's be honest, fans want to see an exciting play, right? We have an exciting game, to me the most exciting game out there, and we've got to keep it that way. And so in order to do that, you want returns to be back in the game. The returns dipped significantly this year, and they become dead plays.
There's Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott, also of the NFL Competition Committee. NFL owners meetings wrapped up in Orlando. And Armando Salguero of Outkick was down covering it all. I want to get a recap from Armando. And thanks for joining us, buddy. Appreciate you as always. Can you tell us a little bit about just how impactful some of these rule changes are? I feel like the kickoff rule is going to be a hard thing for a lot of teams to adjust to. And that's just one of several rule changes that we have to look forward to this year.
Well, it's going to be hard initially for fans to adjust to because it's just going to look different.
Yeah.
And obviously, there are people out there that watched the XFL back in the day. Back in the day being defined as what? A year ago? Or yeah, 2 years
right.
ago?
Yeah.
And that looked different because it looked almost like a scrimmage play where the two sides are 5 yards apart. Meanwhile, the kicker is way back there on his own 35, and he has to hit the ball between the 20 and the end zone. And the NFL special teams coaches believe that returners are suddenly going to be way more valuable than they've been in the past, because when you figure that last year, for example, 1,970 plays resulted in nothing happening because there were touchbacks. Well, they expect that 1,000 of those this year will actually be returned. And that means that your returner, every individual returner, could have 50 opportunities a year to return the ball and give his team better field position and or points. So that's another outgrowth of these rules. It's all about points for the NFL.
Armando Salguero, fresh from the NFL owners meetings. Armando, one of the interesting teams this year, this offseason, the Dallas Cowboys, were supposedly going all in, and then, not really, but then, wow, boy, they could be in for big changes in 2025. What do you make of the situation here in Dallas?
Yeah, it's interesting. I wrote about it today at Outkick. So we all know that Jerry Jones at the Senior Bowl said that 2024, the Cowboys, he was all in. And everybody thought, oh my gosh, they're going to go out and go crazy and just bring in every star that they can find. And their signature move in free agency at the beginning was re-signing a long snapper. And so, curious. Their fans not happy. Well, at the owners' meetings, Jerry Jones says that, you know, what this really is we're settled on what we have with our contracts. We're going all in on our guys this year with the contracts that they have this year. And when you think about it, that includes Dak Prescott, who is in a contract year, unsigned for next year. That includes the head coach in a contract year, unsigned for next year. CeeDee Lamb in a contract year, unsigned for next year. DeMarcus Lawrence in a contract year, unsigned for next year. And what it all says is Jerry Jones is telling his team, produce, and not just during the regular season, but produce in the playoffs. And, you know, next year we'll talk about next year. We'll get you extensions. We'll get you new contracts if necessary, whatever. But if you don't produce in the playoffs, bye-bye. Your contract's over. We're not going to do the same thing all over again that we've been doing for years, which is winning in the regular season but failing in the playoffs.
It's interesting, though, Armando. It feels like it's become standard practice in the NFL to award the extension before you get to that final year of the contract. Yet there are a lot of players that when you look at their performance or their lack of ability to advance in the playoffs, they get it almost by default. Is Jerry, and we know they'll never admit it, but we know that these owners talk to each other and collude. Do you think Jerry is trying to set a new precedent here for the rest of the league by letting all of these players go into their final year?
Well, he's setting a new precedent for himself because he's always talked about, you know, wanting to be ahead of the calendar, so to speak, whereas he's not worried year to year about the desperation of signing a player whose contract is expired. But he's learned that one of the worst things you can do is commit to people who then don't go out and meet your expectations. The worst thing, the New York Giants paid Daniel Jones $140 million, $92 million guaranteed after the 2022 season. And last year, 2023, was a mess. And there's buyer's remorse there. And today, they're at the Jaden Daniels Pro Day in force down at Baton Rouge at LSU. And so what situation do the Giants have? They have a situation where they're paying a lot of money for their quarterback who they might be thinking of replacing. The Denver Broncos paid a lot of money for a quarterback that they replaced. It's when you are giving up big money and the guy is, especially the quarterback, is not giving you big results, That's worse than not having a quarterback.
Armando Salguero from Outkick, our guest here in the sports bar. And Armando, for years, heck, years, decades, the Bills were always looking up to New England, thinking, boy, when that dynasty is gone, things will happen for this team. And, well, yeah, New England is New England, but there's another team that's in Buffalo's path, not the same division, but every year it seems like the Chiefs have their way. And it was last year, even though the game was in Buffalo, still Kansas City finding a way. So I guess my question is, like, should we just expect the Chiefs to continue here? What do you think of their offseason so far? And how do you think they'll fare here as they're headed towards dynasty status?
Well, so Buffalo Bills fans know how this feels from the other end because for like 4 years in a row, they were the present day Kansas City Chiefs in that they dominated the AFC and nobody else could get a word in edgewise. And they went into the Super Bowl year after year after year after year. Granted, they didn't win it, but it was a pain in the neck for the rest of the AFC. And so that's what the Kansas City Chiefs have become for the rest of the AFC and in really the entire NFL right now. And it's not just the Chiefs for the Bills, because the Cincinnati Bengals also have dealt the Bills, an unhappy pill. And I was there 2 years ago in Buffalo, and Joe Burrow came in and assassinated things on behalf of the Bengals. So the Bills are, they're at a certain level. And I know that Sean McDermott believes it's successful, and it has been. But success is relative. And a couple of years ago, the goal was not to have success by winning the AFC East year after year. The goal is that's supposed to be a team that was supposed to compete for Super Bowls, and they haven't gotten there, and they haven't gotten to the championship game, and that's problematic.
Armando, I want to go back to a couple of the rule changes coming out of the NFL owners meeting, because for years in the NFL, you'll hear people say after a big play that gets overturned because the catch isn't completed, or what is a catch? And I have a feeling that the first month or so of this season, we're going to hear a lot of what is a tackle if they're penalizing teams 15 yards for the hip drop. It doesn't feel like a play that is as obvious to the eye as a horse collar or certainly a face mask, yet you're going to penalize a lot of players who just, this is the way that they tackle. What is your take on the hip drop tackle rule that's going into play here this upcoming season?
Yeah, that's a great question, because it's not just the hip drop. The hip drop is legal. And nerdy reporters such as myself were corrected by the NFL types who told us it's the swivel hip drop. That is
illegal. That won't make it any less confusing. That's great.
Absolutely. It's like, okay, so what? What does this mean? We're on a windmill that's going around and around, or what? Bottom line is it's guys that are smaller and faster catching guys that are typically bigger and slower from behind and grabbing them around the hips or even the lower back, and then unweighting themselves in the air and swiveling around and landing on their knees, calves, ankles, and basically, doing damage there. That's what the NFL wants to eliminate. Guys that are slower and bigger love it. Guys that are faster and smaller on defense don't love it, because how are they supposed to, catch those guys and bring them down? Like, you're supposed to run ahead of them, then turn around and, face them up? No, nobody does that. So you're going to see a lot of those penalties. My guess is you're going to see a ton of fines. That is really the weapon that the NFL wants to use to outlaw this, so that people just, and by people I mean players, they just decide this is too costly for me to continue to use, even if I don't get a flag for it. You're going to see a lot of players not flagged, and then the following Saturday, fined. And there will be a lot of complaints about that.
Armando, not a rule change, but they gave us a little schedule nugget, and if there was I guess a loser coming out of the meetings, it would be the NBA, right? That one holiday that you always had to yourself, Christmas Day. No, we're gonna put a couple. Armando, I was kind of joking with Danger. I'm like, wait a second, they're gonna put games on a Wednesday? They're gonna make this work on a Wednesday? Your thoughts on now NFL fans having to go out and cheer their team on Christmas Day every year?
The NFL is like the big bully that walks into a bar and decides, yeah, I like your beer, I'm going to take it. And I like your beer, and I'm going to take it. And I like your beer, and I'm going to take it. And nobody can say no, because they're the biggest bully in the bar. The NBA thought it was safe with Christmas as their day to put on a show, so to speak. And last year, when the NFL decided, I like that date, I'm going to take it, they blew away the NBA in the ratings. And they're going to do it again, even though Christmas this year is on a Wednesday. I'm telling you, if Christmas next year was on the eighth day of the week on Mars, the NFL would decide, I like that day, I'm going to take it. And people would watch because they know that they're the biggest show, you know, in the sports realm, and really in any realm, if you consider that like 94 out of the top 100 shows on television and broadcast last year were NFL games. And they just put that to work. Why? Oh yeah, money.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah. Hey, along those lines, Armando, as we talk about the NFL having a complete grip on our lives, this is a bigger story in Buffalo right now because the stadium is going up and season ticket holders are starting to meet with the team and team representatives about what the new stadium experience will be like. And I'm not sure how much you've been following along with what's going on with the Buffalo Bills stadium experience, but there's certainly been some sticker shock with the PSLs. You've covered this league a long time. You know, a lot of these teams have employed the PSL with new stadiums or renovations. How does this play out? Do you think that, I mean, the Bills do have a waiting list. There's a lot of fans hoping to get in there, but ultimately with these PSLs, does the game day experience lose a little bit of its soul, given that you've priced out a lot of fans who've had these tickets in their families for generations?
Yeah, there's been teams that have sold their soul to corporations because they pay, you know, big dollar signs and they are capable of doing it. And then they use those tickets for, you know, they're not their employees so much, but people that they're kind of either lobbying or just, you know, executives or whoever who aren't invested in the team like your average, you know, Joe Blow household who's been rooting for the Bills since the 60s and, you know, they bleed blue and it's like, we're going to live and die with the Bills no matter what until we're asked to buy a PSL and get outbid by a corporation who doesn't care one way or the other or hasn't cared one way or the other throughout history. That's a dangerous position to be in. And so my supposition is that the Buffalo Bills will have levels of PSLs, no? I mean, there are households that aren't going to buy on the 50-yard line, aren't going to buy, you know, two rows back from the bench. but can get in the stadium to for other seats and other places. And so that's typically what the solution has been in places such as Miami, where they realize we need to keep stay true to who we are. Otherwise, you're going to have a bunch of people that are going to sell their tickets because they're at the Hamptons or whatever when the Bills come to town, which oftentimes happens down where I live.
Armando, last one from me, and gosh, 1 month from now we'll be in the NFL draft. It'll be day three, actually. Your thoughts on Chicago at the top there? Were you surprised they moved Justin Fields when they did? Because by doing that, well, it kind of tells they certainly are going with Caleb Williams at number one overall.
No, I'm not surprised, and really, I'm surprised that people were surprised because look. Justin Fields had his chance and something didn't go well enough to where it wasn't a question. And now he is an $11 million quarterback, not a $3 million quarterback. And next year he'll be a $25 million quarterback, not a $4 million quarterback. Those things matter to teams because you cannot keep a player who is still a developmental player and pay him like he's arrived. This interview has gone full circle now. Paying quarterbacks that aren't there and don't deserve to be paid is a bad idea. It's a better idea to go with an unknown that you're not paying and is a, you know, has a certain degree of prospect to him than the guy that you know isn't there yet and may not get there, but you're paying him like he's arrived. So that's why the Justin Fields thing didn't surprise me. What was surprising to me was that there's a team that was interested in bringing him in, but not starting him because, again, the Pittsburgh Steelers, God bless them, they're going to pay for a one-year rental without really knowing whether he's even going to get on the field or not.
Well, let me follow up with a Steeler question for you on that, Armando, because I think I'm a little bit jealous of how the Steelers navigated this. And I think a lot of bad teams in the NFL could have done what Pittsburgh did, but they didn't. They didn't pull it off. And I'm not sure that Pittsburgh is going to be that much better at quarterback given what they've done, but they flipped their quarterback room with minimal investment. There is risk, but minimal investment. Would you agree that at least that was impressive by the Steelers? I'm not saying it's going to make them a better team at quarterback when it's all said and done, but if the goal was to flip the room, well, they did that pretty easily.
They did that great. You know, there are people in the NFL that wonder if the Denver Broncos didn't, you know, kind of cut off their nose to spite their face. The Broncos are now looking for a quarterback. They benched one guy last year who threw 26 touchdown passes and 8 interceptions in 15 games. And now they're paying him $39 million in dead money to go play for somebody else. And they got nobody. It's one thing if Russell Wilson was a schlub now and just couldn't get out of his own way. Russell Wilson was on a bad team, including a bad team that gave up 70 points in one game, and he still had a good season. The fact that the coach, Sean Payton, doesn't like him, doesn't like the fact that he takes some sacks and thinks he's not 24-year-old Russell Wilson anymore. Okay, well, let's see what 24-year-old Jarrett Stidham does for you.
Armando Salguero from Outkick, where you can go check out his piece on the Dallas Cowboys today, how their 2024 season is going to be do or die, really. Armando, what else are you working at Outkick here coming up that we can check out?
Yeah, actually, so Jaden Daniels is just got done with his pro day, so I'm going to be writing about that. That kid's impressive.
Yeah.
I like him more than Drake May. I mean, I probably am wrong, but I still like him more than Drake May.
Yeah, that him and Neighbors putting on a show at LSU's Pro Day today. From everything you saw, whether it was video or some of the measurables and statistics, pretty impressive stuff, Armando. Appreciate you joining us, and thanks for all you do in covering the game that we love. Let's talk again this offseason.
Sounds great, guys.
Thanks, Armando.
Armando Salguero, covering the NFL for OutKick, joining us here in the Sports Bar with his latest, not just from LSU's Pro Day today, but also the NFL owners meetings, which concluded this week.
Yeah, and that's with everything going on here with the tournament and Shohei Ohtani, and certainly we talk about the Bills, the Cowboys, the idea. You brought this up, like this template of, hey, you want another contract, guys? Yeah, we're not going to like accept another
year. It's almost as if Jerry is saying the entire world of sports knows we're a cash cow. And you can milk us as much as you want to milk us, but enough is enough. We aren't getting to where we want to be. So if you want to continue to nurse off the cash cow, this is the year to do it. I kind of dig it. I always wondered, I mean, it's become common practice for teams to make sure that their star players don't get into the final year of the contract. We don't want them to hit free agency. We don't want them to hit free agency. It's like, why do you care? You're not winning the Super Bowl.
Well, even teams that won the Super Bowl, Kansas City had two grade A, not Pro Bowl, all pro level players in Chris Jones and Legarius Sneed, and they kept one and they had to lose another. But you know what? They weren't worried about those guys going in the last year of their deal.
And not only that, there's a good enough relationship there with the team. And I think when you see how Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott maneuver with their players, for the most part, I would say there are a lot of players that would be like, yeah, I'm going to stay with Bob, unless their representation is saying you should feel slighted that they aren't giving you a new extension going into the final year of your deal. They don't believe that you can perform at the level that they're asking you to perform at. I think it's fascinating. And I also think because we know the kind of influence Jerry has around the NFL, that other owners are going to watch this with great interest and see what the result of it is.
Yeah, what if it works?
Yeah.
What if all of a sudden, oh my gosh, how did Dallas, after all these years, end up in the Super Bowl? I mean, that's what we say all the time when we're drafting in fantasy, right? Oh, contract year. Ooh, contract year. They have to. Okay, now the stars of Dallas, they're all lined up at the same time. I'm fascinated to see how that's going to work.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun to watch. We've got some takes on tap next in the Sports Bar. I have a suggestion for Major League Baseball, but, you know, who am I?
Is this a red flag or not with Caleb Williams? Last night he was attending a game there, and I'm going to break down the video here. I've got thoughts on that. And also, a little college basketball take here, as there is a very big name in college basketball that wants back in a sport danger that where you've lost the Roy Williams and the Boeheims and everybody else. I think this is kind of notable.
Baltimore Orioles broadcaster Ben Wagner going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. And we'll also have time for your calls on the other side as well. 866-4FAN, the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 866-4326.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.